Welcome, listeners, to Sir Lenzo's Memoirs. On this episode, the discussion is around automation. Now, automation has been a blessing to our existence because it allows us, to arrange lots of our processes, automate it so that it can be easier to manage, easier to control, easier to monitor, and other advantages. But you see, despite that blessing, the instances that it becomes a bane to our humanity is what is of my greatest concern, because as much of a blessing as automation is, it does not supersede our humanity. Now, I say this consciously because over the years, reading complaints from other people and customer service issues based on automations of processes on our lives, especially that of businesses. You see, businesses now use automation, to fine-tune their processes. Now, they make more money, which is actually a good thing because they can attend to more customers based on the automation of their processes. But there's a big problem associated with that automation still is what I'm discussing today. Because there's this belief, there's this practice, there's this happening, that businesses are now, using automation as a superior process to our humanity. What I mean by that is, particularly when it comes to banking, that is what I'm going to use as my base, for this discussion, banking. Now, why I say that is because I've had a personal experience with Guaranteed Trust Bank in Nigeria, whereby I wanted to do a $1 transaction. They told me I had insufficient funds only for them to deduct $10 for themselves. Now, in complaining to their customer care, I was met with automation bots. You see, the businesses, because it's not only the banks that are guilty, even the platforms are guilty. But the platforms run different from the banks. Because consent is key in everything. It is consent that gives the go to a happening. Now, when banks now feel they can automate deductions based on their algorithms against my humanity, then there is a problem. And this problem, I don't think it's only in Nigeria that is happening. I don't really think it's just my bank that gives me that. Because why I say this, because I see other complaints on social media and it is, more of the same, whereby a deduction or a process that is not successful, the money has been taken by automation, through automation, while your humanity is suffocating. You see, my own contention here is the fact that my humanity is above the automation of the business. My consent must be sought. And a notice of your plan is not me consenting to it. Because I found out that you just get a mail from the bank that from this date, so-and-so will happen so-so-so-so. That's all you are given. And based on this notice, they just go ahead. Now, I don't know where the disjoint is, because I think the CBN in Nigeria is complacent. I hear there are now, there's a policy on open banking where banks can share data. But good or bad, because as we are in Nigeria right now, their monetary policy is actually up in the air. They are trying to go cashless. We Nigerians are just caught in the middle, which is exactly what my problem is. We are caught in the middle. The transaction doesn't go through. Your money has been deducted. It is now the bane of our humanity. As we are in Nigeria right now, our government is trying to go cashless. Yes, it has a lot of advantages. Hence the blessings of automation. But you see, it's now becoming the bane of our humanity is where what we should discuss. You see, I am of the opinion that while automation is still the way to go, the processes have to be fine-tuned to favor our humanity. It must favor us. It is not an option. Because from my own experience and from all the interactions based on what I've read and I've heard others, even friends, complain about, the problem is the same. You see, they take your money, they take your value through automation. Now give you bots to be interacting with. It cannot continue. You are taking away my humanity in that regard. I am the one suffocating. And if you have ever felt in this, please help me share. Let's discuss, because consent is key in every single transaction. You see, I cannot say, even if I go to a supermarket every day to do business, there's no automation to it. There is no automation to my humanity. Now, what I mean is, before you deduct, I must give consent. Before you deduct, so that if I do not give consent, you understand, then we call that service back. Because what the banks are now doing, like what GTA has done to me, is they just set up a protocol to favor just themselves, by forgetting my humanity. And as we are in Nigeria right now, the banks are the ones lording over us through automation. They are lording over us. There is nothing. You see, it gives this feeling of frustration because President Buhari has apologized for inducing hardship. The CBN is saying his own. Now, nobody has actually really come out. Yeah, they have come out really to say that it will curb, you know, insecurity. And we agree. But the process cannot be oppressive to our humanity and you expect us to accept. The CBN must come with enough information. And please, I am even looking for a lawyer, please, because I'm going to go to court with GT. I need to know where I signed over my humanity. I need to know where I signed over my rights, that you will reach into an account and uproot the mine in the money and make it yours by fiat. And when they ask you, you will say the CBN said, I did not go to the CBN to open an account. It is service-based. You are serving me. I am not worshipping you. You are not my Lord. You are working for me. There's no other reality to it. They have now used automation to lord over us. You will now do a transaction. A bank that is in billions in profit will now add my own money to their money and start telling me to go to court. You see, the problem there is the fact that you cannot even talk to them. You see, the automation lacks humanity. That's one of the advantages of it. It is not subjective to emotions. But we are emotional beings. You see the conundrum. We are emotional beings. And we, humans, our humanity supersedes any automation. That is what I just want all of us. Anywhere you are in the world, you also have reason with me. Let's judge all. Because the way automation is going right now, it's now a tool of controlling. That's exactly what's happened to us in Nigeria. The banks will just tell you, if you want to do a transaction, the transaction doesn't go, the money leaves your account, there's nobody to complain to. You will send a mail, you will do everything, there's no recourse. There's no recourse, there's no compensation, there's no excuse. All they just have is, customer care will just tell you, I'm very sorry. You can imagine after they take your money, you go to the bank, they say they can't find your money. Now, meanwhile, your primary work is to store my money. They will not tell you, blaming automation. But please, automation is not your excuse for incompetence. Because really, the banks in Nigeria right now, their incompetence level is in the 90th percentile. They are now, you know, they are now our lords, more or less. But let's always ask ourselves, because the world is now being heavily digitized. Now, digitization is automation. But in this automation, please, going forward, for all our lawmakers, our leaders, it is really not a fight, because it is a realization, it's a reconciliation of our humanity with automation. the human being supersedes the machine. And I believe that to a certain number of customers, there must be a real life customer care personnel, just the way it is with police. Because you cannot take what is mine without my consent. And I really think that's even the most important thing. Any transaction that you are going to deduct my money, you must have me consent to it. That will show that, yes, it is explained in real terms to me. I have the understanding and I have the right to say no. When I now say no, whatever service you are rendering to me, you can down it while we reconcile. You cannot always take my money and you start telling me to start chasing. You have a lot of money now. Please, for all of you that will listen, for those of you, let's all of us reason. If you really see that it makes any sense, please help me share. Let's start to discuss. Let's tell our leaders. Because we are the ones suffocating. You will just do a transaction. There was a time I was working, 250,000. I was in another location. They will just be telling you stories. If your network is not good, then stop it. If your network is not good, stop it. If it does not deliver under certain number of minutes or hours, then revert it. They will not tell you to come next week, not caring how you are going to survive in that time or where you are. Our life is not their business now. Our life, our uniqueness is not succumbing to their own automation. They are not our lords by that business. And I really think the laws should be made and should be robust enough. A business cannot design a means to subject me, you understand, to being lesser than I am. Because that's what these banks, especially in Nigeria that I know, and even abroad, because I read international stories where people are complaining that the banks have taken some kind of money, they've done one thing, they'll just be charging you for this. You know, all they just built was infrastructure now, and they've been, you know, earning from it since forever. Always coming with new reasons. You know, in Nigeria right now, you just hear now that, like, let's say the telecoms, if not for NCC, they just came, they wanted to increase the price. They just increased the price. And thank God, NCC told them to go back. But CBN is actually very silent. They will just always, they are trying to, please, now a digital economy should come in. I think I heard them, you know, talking about only one call. We are losing a lot of money through this digitization that we really need to rein in. We are the ones suffering. We are the ones suffering. I mean, if I lose one, $10, this person lose 10, and they have like 17 million customers, 1 million, do you know how much they've wrecked in doing nothing? Blaming automation. Automation is not an excuse for your failure now. Please. You guys reason it now. Our humanity is above any business automation. I did not open the bank when it was this automated. So where am I continue? They will just... A notice is not my consent now. Please. A notice that you are telling me that you want to do, it is not my consent. They will just say they've sent you a mail. And so what? Are you the only one sending mail? Please. Let's really, whichever country you are, let's discuss. Our humanity is above automation. A consent to every transaction must be given. Every single penny must be given. Consent every time must be given. For you to take money, you must let me know exactly how much you want to take so that I can cancel it. And if I cancel it more than I should, then you can, you know, take your business away from me. Whatever. You decide that, but you cannot now say because there's no process. Even me, I don't know what I'll do tomorrow. Talk less of you automating my life. They will just tell you this time of year, baga. Yeah, at the end of the day, even if you have to, you must still tell me that that time of the month has come. This money, we have to take it because this is... I must give my consent. I must give my consent. Please. I hope you guys listen. I hope you guys, if you agree with me, you help me share, you know, so that we need to make the world a better place for all of us. All this money that I'm not carrying to heaven, I don't really understand. They will just find a reason why to take your money. Please. I must always give my consent before my money should be touched. I'm looking for a lawyer, though, to take GT to court. Thank you. Hope you have enjoyed it.